This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mad Wednesday. And we have gotten the gang back together because I am joined now by the fabulous Michael Dalton.
Oh, my word.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my goodness. This is a reunion, isn't it?
It really
is. A reunion
is.
Special.
I love it. Now, you have been ridiculously busy since leaving Joy.
Well, we like being busy, don't we?
Both it helps, doesn't it? It's very good. You've been doing shows all around the country.
Yes, which is, you know, when I'm working, I'm at my best, I reckon.
Oh, it's very true. Well, you never seem to stop.
Well, I think when you work for, when you're self-employed, you know, you just get nervous that if you do stop, you'll never begin again.
Exactly. No one will ever hire you again, so just keep taking those gigs.
But I guess the latest one is nice because I'm not producing it.
It's a nice change. I mean, everyone will be used to possibly seeing Michael up singing up a storm or as the fabulous Dolly Diamond. Mm. But now, for Fringe Festival, you're doing a show at Gasworks. It's Tomfoolery, the words and music of Tom Lehrer.
Yes, and I didn't know a lot about him, Tom Lehrer, but I did know a couple of numbers, and I liked them, and then I knew that there was a spot available. There's only four of us in it.
Yeah.
And they said they needed someone, you know, and I thought, well, maybe I could do that.
Well, isn't that funny as well? You're saying you kind of knew a song here or you kind of knew a song there, but then you suddenly go, okay, well, suddenly when you're putting it all together and going, you're not quite sure, but you've got to put it all together and, you know, find out what that means. It's a whole new thing for you, isn't it?
Well, yes, and there was a lot of learning, and I'm not a sponge for knowledge. I can be quite lazy, you know.
I don't believe it.
I know.
I will not hear
it's
a word
awful.
Of it.
I couldn't, you know, oh, God. And, you know, because you've got lots of other stuff going on as well, it means that you've got to allow an area of your brain that just soaks it all up.
And you sometimes forget it, and then suddenly it's just there.
Yes.
You know, you're reading it, it's not taking in, suddenly.
And it's the discipline of learning,
well,
you know,
we,
that
we struggle
I, that,
with that's
that, a bit
don't
I don't
we?
Like, you know, I don't like, well, no, I, was, no, I don't. And anyway, it's an amazing director, Teresa Borg, has done an amazing job, whereas we would, you know, it only goes for an hour. If not,
it's a tight hour, I'm told.
It really, really is. It goes very, very quick, and there's a lot of songs and a little bit of dialogue, and that's why it works, I reckon.
Yeah, it just keeps the pace, doesn't let down.
No, exactly. And the man wrote incredible songs, you know, and Masochism Tango and Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, and you know, it's just brilliantly wordy stuff. And he was a very clever man.
But also, doesn't that you must be exhausted by the end of the show, because it is very wordy, very wordy.
Well, and then Saturday we get to do a matinee and an evening performance.
Oh, you do a double whammy. Now, Fringe Festival started last week. You've already done 1 week of it.
1 week,
so there's
amazing
1 week.
Reviews.
Oh, it's been going great. It's back for this week tonight.
Yes, and I think I've enjoyed the nights off, if I'm honest. And I am ready for another week, which is good, you know. But I didn't mind last Saturday. I didn't mind because we did the 2 o'clock, and that was a great audience. And then we don't have another one till 9:30.
That's a nice break.
I cooked myself a steak, and then had a lie down. I felt like a boxer.
Oh, you had a nap, and it's like, oh, we've got to do another show. It would have felt like a whole new day.
It did. And I was doing the evening performance, and I thought, I can't, where am I? You know, and but now having another week is great, you know, and I'm looking forward to it.
So how would you explain this show to people who have never heard the music of Tom Lehrer before?
Well, it's, I guess the songs are quite wordy, a little bit un-PC as well, you know.
And we love that.
Yeah, but it's, he was a very clever man, and I think for me, he must have been the inspiration for acts like Tim Minchin or Eddie Perfect, you know, to sit at the piano and get out these incredibly, you know, complex songs, and but make people, I mean, back then in the 1930s, they were in his hysterics yeah. in his lyrics. And when we did it, you know, when you know what it's like when you do it in front of an audience, you've no idea in if what way they'll react.
Were you concerned on the opening night? Did you think, you know, I mean, you know you've got something funny, you know you've got something entertaining.
I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't. And I don't know if any of us did. I didn't ask. You know, you don't really ask.
You just get into it.
Yeah, you do it. And I know how to wait, obviously. That's what I'm good at.
I don't understand.
I'm good at that. I'm good at waiting for applause or a laugh, you know. But you just, that was our direction was keep going.
Oh, wow.
Do not stop, you know, and do not milk it. This works better if you get on with it. And we need the audience to do the work.
That's so different
the one,
to what
exactly.
you're used to, though. It's the complete opposite.
Well, I don't mind waiting. You know, no, as Dolly, yeah. I wait.
Give the moment.
Yeah,
And when you give it that, though, you get that little extra laughter that everyone starts yes. giggling and you get that. But with this one, you just keep charging through.
Straight through.
Wow.
And that's why... I think the reviews have been really good. I think that's also why they mentioned the direction of it because it was very, very cleverly done. And and learning some of these songs, which are so wordy and so clever like that, you know, you get through them and you do them and then you get the reward.
Oh, it's
and
so
that's
good.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving it. Mm. Well, of course, everyone, we're going to have to... There's one more week left. It's coming back from this week tonight,
yep.
9:30 at Gasworks Arts Park. And you can get your tickets if you just jump onto melbournefringe.com.au and look up Tom Foolery, the words and music of Tom Lehrer. You'll be able to get your tickets and go and see it. Yep. Now, it's got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and two on Saturday.
Yes, and it's got Sean Weatherly, Susan Ann Walker and Peter Hurley in it. And there's only four of us, as I mentioned, and my God, it's been great working with them.
It must be absolutely awesome to work with them and have so much fun.
You know what it's like? It's lovely working with someone else.
Yeah.
You know.
When you're so used to your rhythm and you suddenly get to...
On your own, you know. And, you know, they are amazing and, it's just been a joy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got to go and see it. Why would you want to miss it? It's been... Finally, we've got the gang back together, Michael. I'm so happy.
I don't think I was off hair that long.
No,
though, really, was
no.
It? It feels like years.
Does it really?
Well, yeah, we're near every week.
I know
we
were every single week. But you haven't really stopped. You went up to Broken Hill.
Yes, absolutely.
You know that I was tired just looking at the social media during that one.
Well, we're both busy, and as I said in the beginning, that's the way we like.
We do. We love it. It's
long may continue.
Absolutely. Oh, Michael, I'm so glad you came to join us here today. Always a pleasure. Make sure to grab your tickets and go and see Tom Foolery, the words and music of Tom Lehrer with this fabulous cast, including the fabulous Mr. Michael Dalton.
You're on Joy 94.9.
It's Mad Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.